This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
So we want to give him a full exam because he did get hit by a car, but we feel that he's shaken that off, the concussion, and doesn't appear to have any sustained injuries.
Well, there's his ears. So we look in the ears, see is there any dried blood or anything, which could indicate head trauma.
It's mid-morning at Woodlands Wildlife Sanctuary in Haliburton County, and the volunteers are busy examining a juvenile barred owl brought to the center after being hit by a car. The young male owl clicks his beak to warn his handlers that he's not particularly happy with all the attention he's getting. But here, in the presence of all these caring individuals, the owl is in the best place possible. A nonprofit charitable organization dedicated to the rehabilitation and release of sick, orphaned, and injured wildlife back into the wild. In 2008, Woodlands Wildlife Sanctuary was founded by Monica Melikar and her husband White Bear as a refuge for animals in need of a second chance. Every year, more than 800 animals come to the center who are either sick or have been injured or orphaned due to some kind of human cause, such as being hit by a car or run-ins with domestic animals. No matter the reason, the volunteers give their all for the health and well-being of the animals who come into their care. Monica Melikar sat down with Canoe FM recently to talk about Woodlands Wildlife Sanctuary and why a center like this is so important. Listening to her and hearing the passion and drive to help animals in need shows how Melikar is doing what she's always dreamed of.
I have an affinity to help any animal in need. Like even as a young kid, I couldn't go swimming without rescuing all those floating insects that were drowning and things like that, or a caterpillar on a hot pavement. I would always have to rescue them. I could not just walk past something in need like that. So that stuck with me throughout my whole childhood and into my young teenage years. I went to Guelph University and I got my degree in zoology. And my dream was to work with the MNR as a conservation officer of sorts, which I did a stint for about a year. I worked up north with the MNR on a deer study where we were radio collaring and tracking movements of deer herds. So that gave me a good taste of that, but those are rare moments in time with the Ministry of Natural Resources, and I realize they're more actually in office than they are out in the field, and that's not really what I wanted. So after I graduated, I was hired by the Metro Toronto Zoo as a zookeeper, and I found that to be okay, and I really enjoyed it, and I could have, in my young and kind of naive way, I thought, oh, there's better things out there. So I only lasted about 8 months there before I decided, you know, I really need to work for myself. So I opened up a pet store as a business, and on the side I started doing rehab and for animals. And I started with kittens and puppies and domestic animals, and very, very quickly progressed into wildlife, because those are the ones that have no voice. They have actually no ownership by anybody. They are strictly out there on their own with nobody taking responsibility for them. So there was a huge void at that time. The OSPCA did have a wildlife branch in Newmarket where they actually did exactly what I do and rehabbed wildlife. So that is who I hooked up with. And through them, I did a lot of fostering of babies. And then I became better known in my community as, you know, the lady that will just take about everything and anything that needs help. So through my pet store, I also started into rehab part-time on the side. I had a totally separate area set up that was dedicated to wildlife. And while I was working with the pet store, I was also doing my wildlife rehab and from home too.
At the same time, Melikar was raising her children, going to school events, and living her life as a soccer mom. When her children grew and went out on their own, Melikar chose to turn helping wildlife into a full-time job. She left her old life behind and moved to Haliburton County with her new partner to start the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center here. At Woodlands Wildlife Sanctuary, the volunteers have helped heal everything from young deer to squirrels, owls, skunks, foxes, songbirds, ducklings, and even porcupines.
I truly believe now, in hindsight, that you are born into it. you were like born into your role in this world. You were born into what you should be doing, and it will always be there with you, and you can say no to it, but it's going to catch up to you. And eventually, if you kind of admit to it and say, yes, this is what my job is on this earth, then everything goes smoothly after that. It's not that we're trying to save a species. We're not trying to save a population of animals. We're not trying to change the world. We're really just trying to save one animal at a time, the one that needs it, give them that helping hand they need to get on with their life again. And we're kind of that in between. So, and watching them be released, it's the greatest gift they can give you, especially when they turn around and tell you thank you. That is the ultimate. When you release an animal and it stops and turns around and looks at you, and my heart just goes like,
that's gratitude.
Oh yeah, yeah. They take a second look at you and they remember you.
Woodlands Wildlife Sanctuary is run by a team of around 40 volunteers who work at least one day a week at the center. But training is rigorous and lengthy, and the work is often emotionally charged and draining. Dr. Jennifer Coates is a retired vet who has become an invaluable member of the team. She's thankful to be able to help treat animals in need.
I think what was really neat to me is being able to have hands-on with wildlife that you see out or hear about. You don't get to actually see that much, right? So like a fox, I mean, I remember the first summer I was here, I had scratches on my arms from working with the foxes, and it was like, you know, I show my sisters, look, I've been handling a wildlife. So it was kind of cool to be able to have hands-on with stuff. I mean, I'd never seen fishers before, and we had fishers and we had martens. I didn't have any experience with birds, and most of our work here is with birds. So there's been a really big learning curve. I mean, when we deal with the foxes and stuff, you know, similar to a small dog, small cat, turtles, same thing. I had no experience with turtles. So yes, it's been full circle. And now I wish sometimes that it would have been kind of neat to become a wildlife vet instead of a small animal veterinarian.
Jennifer Ackhart has been a volunteer at Woodlands for 8 years. While her dream of becoming a veterinarian didn't come true, she says her volunteer work at the center is her dream job. She loves making a difference to animals in need.
What I like the most about it is just the fact that you do save animals that have been affected by humans. So run over by cars, or their nest has been knocked down, and you get to release them back to the wild and they would never have survived otherwise.
Avery Earle is studying animal biology at Guelph University. As a summer student, she values the practical experience she's been fortunate enough to pick up here.
I'm loving it here. I'm learning like a lot here. It's just more hands-on experience than I'm used to. Like, I'm used to growing up on the farm, but now I'm getting the wildlife touch to it, which is cool.
Woodlands Wildlife Sanctuary operates as a rehab center, but is not open to the public. In its 17 years, the center has never refused to take in any animal or bird. The volunteers do their utmost to nurse the sick, injured, or orphaned back to health, but not every story has a happy ending. The barred owl that came into care at the center after being hit by a car died just a few weeks later. But for Melikar and her team, their mission is helping sick, injured, or orphaned animals that might otherwise not make it. The losses are difficult, but the work continues.
It's something I still strongly believe is very important to give back to our environment. We have a lot of heartaches here, a lot of losses, and a lot of times, and it's because it's not something necessarily that we've done, but it's the animals that are coming in are so critically injured. The stats aren't the greatest, if you could imagine, because a lot of animals come in here with critical injuries that are not going to heal well enough for, let's say, for them to fly. So we have to take all that into consideration. So the ones that we are able to save, those are the very special ones, the ones that get released. We know that. We've done our best. They've done great. We're happy to see them go. That keeps me going.
For more information, to volunteer, or if you found a sick, injured, or orphaned animal or bird, contact Woodlands Wildlife Sanctuary at 705-286-1133 or visit woodlandswildlifesanctuary.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.